Bob Hope Show. With Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, and Skinny Ennis and his orchestra. And now here he is, the star of the show, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Stop beating that spam together. How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting for the Troop Carrier Command at the Sedalia Army Airfield near Kansas City, Missouri, Hope. Well, here we are in Missouri. I expected a big crowd at the railroad station to greet me, but I got off the train at Knobnosser and there wasn't any railroad station. Knobnosser, that town isn't big enough for two words. Before you get to Noster, you're in Warrensburg. And then where are you? But this is Missouri, great mule country around here. You know what a mule is? That's a Crosby horse whose ears got that way from being pulled across the finish line. I started to come down here on one of those Missouri mules, but he wouldn't budge, so I got off and tried to push him. I can't tell you what happened, but I became the first airborne civilian in history. But tonight we're broadcasting for the TCC. That's a gliding term, meaning start flapping the wings, Joe. The tow rope broke 3 hours ago. Yes, sir, these are the boys that tow the gliders. You know what a glider is. That's an orange crate that made good. And these gliders are really easy to handle. Yes, sir, you can land them on a dime and get 9 stitches change. Sometimes these guys have to stop their gliders by hitting the trees with their wings. In fact, this is the only place I ever saw where the squirrels have GI haircuts. And I don't know whether or not these gliders are considered... I don't know whether these gliders are considered expendable, but this afternoon I saw a private down at the PX with one under each arm trying to trade him for a bottle of 3.2. I went up in one of those gliders today. I wasn't exactly scared, but the wings fell off and my pulse kept the plane in the air. Then they asked me to make like a paratrooper and I showed plenty of spunk. In fact, I took on the whole crew before they shoved me out. I won't say these fellas fly low, but I jumped and started counting, but I only got as far as 3. I couldn't count any higher because of the dirt in my mouth. And today they took me on a tour of the base here, and I said to one sergeant, "Nice barracks, aren't they?" And he said, "Those aren't barracks, and quit talking so loud, you'll scare all the cows." The barracks here are made of tar paper, and I won't say the walls are flimsy, but after you roll out the dice inside, you have to go outside to see if you made your point.
Got a date with an angel, got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely to stop me, and whatever be taught me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Sooner the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. Thank you. sooner let the bells ring out and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes, sir. That was good old Skinny Ennis. Good old Skinny Ennis singing Got a Date with an Angel, and he looks like he's going to be on time.
You like my song, Bob?
I sure did. You know, Skinny, you have a lot in common with Sinatra.
What makes you think so?
Well, you both get your plasma from the same blood bank, don't you?
Gee, Bob, this is our last show of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, Skin, you ought to put on a little weight. You remind me of these gliders.
How you mean, Bob?
Well, just look at you, all frame and no motor. Well,
yeah.
Frances Langford, how are you, darling?
Just fine.
Say, what a dress. As usual, you're looking great.
Thanks, Bob. Same to you.
You mean as usual I'm looking great?
No, as usual you're looking.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of fellow spectators out there, too. Say, that dress is new, isn't it?
Yes, Bob, it's the end of the season, and it's sort of a going-away dress.
Going away? It looks like part of it already went. But on you, it doesn't look good. Say, Frances, being as this is the last show, don't you think I ought to get a little kiss?
Hey, how about me?
Okay, Skinner, just a second. I'd rather kiss Frances first, if you don't mind.
You know, Bob, I'm going to miss these boys now the season's over.
Yeah, but with all the traveling we've done, I bet you're glad it's over after spending 39 weeks on a train.
Yes, it'll be good to sit down for a change.
Well, you got to put a uniform on like I do, you know. Don't you think I look good as a whack, huh?
You know, it's been a wonderful year, hasn't it, Bob? You had a lot of fun playing in those golf matches with Bing Crosby to sell war bonds.
Yeah, but I'm through with Crosby, Frances, after that match in Chicago last week. He stole my golf bag, you know.
Why, Bob, that seems impossible. How do you know it was Crosby who took your golf bag?
Well, I went out to the racetrack next day, and one of his horses was eating out of it. They have those kind of noses, you know.
Oh,
those
you and Bing have really been hitting the fairways back east, haven't you?
Yes, Happy Hips and I have been putting on a lot of exhibition. Well, I'm sorry I said that. Lard and I have been putting on... I'm sorry I said that. Crisco and I have been putting... I've been putting on a lot of exhibition golf matches of the PGA Rehabilitation Fund.
Well, how is Crosby's form?
Not too bad. He was wearing his girdle.
Really? His own, or did you lend him one of your spares?
Frances, why do you always stand behind Crosby? Do you like him, or is it just because it's so shady back there? He burns coal, too, you know. It's a local joke, but we love it, don't we? You know, but it was very embarrassing playing with Bing. He kept trying to get plugs in for his new picture, The Great John L. He'd holler, if I can lick any man in the crowd, then take his coat off.
What happened?
Nothing. They just stand there and laugh at his shirt.
Well,
where's
you shouldn't.
Pennants, you know?
Bob, you shouldn't talk that way. You know, Crosby is really a great person. He's almost an institution.
Yes, in the Smithsonian sort of way. But you're right, Frances. I shouldn't talk that way about Chubb. We've had a lot of laughs this season.
Say, by the way, Bob, what are you going
to
do this...
Well, the War Department is sending me over to Germany to put on my show for the troops that are still there.
Gee, that's very clever of them. Now those GIs will really be anxious to get to Japan.
You got relatives here?
Say, Bob, I hear you're going over by boat this time.
That's right, Skin.
Ain't you afraid of that Maldemir?
What's Maldemir, Skin?
Why, Bob, that just means...
Never mind, Frances. I want to see if Skin knows. What's Maldemir, Skin?
See, this is what I've been telling you, Bob. If we had rehearsals, we could sit down and figure out this stuff.
Are you going to put any any shows for the Germans?
No, just for our boys over there. I'm not going to entertain any Germans at any time.
I don't see why not. They treated us inhumanly.
Francis, show me that line in the script. Just let me see.
Right there.
That's what I get for holding rehearsals in the top hat. Say, Isn't that a dairy farm near here?
Well, Bob, I guess it's about time to say au revoir.
Yeah, it's the last season, the show of the season. We better say goodbye, too.
Well.
I'm not going to read it again. It just stays that way. Wrong. You know how stubborn I am. I said it, and I'm glad.
Au revoir, Bob.
Au revoir?
Yes.
What's that? What's that?
Well, that means this is the end in French.
Well, Francis, knob-noster.
What does that mean?
That's the end in any language. You belong to my heart. Just kidding, Chuck. Go ahead, take it.
Well, folks, tonight we go off the air. It's been a great season visiting the Army camps and Navy bases across the country, and Bob and all of us have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Check.
Yes, sir, as far as the GIs are concerned, Bob is another George Washington. First in war, first in peace, and the last to leave the mess hall. In fact, Bob has enjoyed this season so much, when he goes in for his daily physical checkup, he isn't the least bit nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. I feel fine.
Now, just relax, Mr. Hope. You'll wrinkle your straitjacket. Take it easy, Mr. Hope. I'll rub your forehead for you. Now, relax.
She kidding. But don't bother about me. I feel great.
Now, Here, swallow this sleeping pill.
That big thing?
That's it. It'll help you. Now sleep, Mr. Hope. Sleep. Sleep and dream. Dream.
39 weeks in the air. Nothing but soldiers. Sailors. Soldiers to the right of me, Marines to the left of me, soldiers in front of me, sailors in back of me. What a crap game. Oh, this is so peaceful. My sponsor. 39 programs, coast to coast, NBC Network, rehearsals. Why didn't we have them? Programs, scripts, writers, army camps, Navy bases, soldiers, sailors, Marines, coast guardsmen. Ah, the wax. Back to the dull stuff. Jokes, corn, eggs, spam. I gotta sleep. Gee, I must be gonna have a really big dream this time. Orson Welles is coming out to introduce it.
Bob Hope.
Who said that?
Bob Hope, I am the voice of justice.
Justice? You mean you're the guy that put away my brother?
Yes, now I'm after you, Bob Hope. I hereby pronounce you court-martialed.
Court-martialed? Me? No, that means they'll shoot me full of holes and let me lay there and bleed. They can't do that. I just put on clean pajamas. And besides, I thought you had to commit some crime against the armed forces to be court-martialed.
That's right, Bob Hope. On the 13th day of March, 1945, didn't you inflict the following jokes on the personnel of the Air Transport Command?
Well, I didn't think it was anything serious. Skinny and I became a couple of pilots, and we were flying our plane over the world's toughest transport route, China's aerial Burma Road, the hump. Skin, I can't take it anymore. I'm getting weak and dizzy. Sick at my stomach. Skin, I'm blacking out. You'll have to take over.
Okay, Bob. I'll finish the cigarette for you.
Look, Skin. There's the Chungking Airport. I'll call in. Pilot to control tower. Pilot to control tower.
Control tower to pilot. Control tower to pilot.
Pilot to control tower.
Control tower to pilot.
Pilot to control tower.
Not much of an ad-libber, is he? Hello, I'm Colonel Colonna.
Professor, you a colonel, I'm a gas.
A gas? Is that better than a PFC? All right, Hope, come on in.
Colonna, it's so foggy I can't see the field.
Don't worry, Hope, I see a plane and I'll tell you what to do.
All right.
Nose down a little.
Over.
Now right rudder.
Over.
Now, level it off, son.
Over.
Cut the prop.
Over.
Cut your throttle.
Over.
Now, give it more left rudder.
That's all right.
Good. Now, let your wheels down.
And then we visited the Birmingham General Hospital at Van Nuys, California, where I was helping out on the staff as a doctor. Gee, this is my first day as a doctor. I wonder which of these cute nurses they'll assign me. I'll bet she's gorgeous with a figure like Betty Grable and a face like Hedy Lamarr and...
Yo-ho, Mr. Hope!
Well, it was a beautiful dream while it lasted. Whoa! Yes, I'm a doctor. Don't I look spick and span?
I don't know about the spick, Mr. Hope, but you've sure got enough span.
Say, so you're a nurse, Miss Vane.
Oh, yes, and I just love working in a hospital, Mr. Hope. You know, this morning I kissed all the young doctors in the place.
Interns?
Oh, yes, one right after the other. I'm supposed to examine everyone who comes in here, Mr. Hope. Now, I'll just look in your eyes with this light.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll look in your right ear.
There you are.
Hmm.
Well, Miss Vague, what do you see?
Your left ear.
You seem excited tonight, Miss Vague. What's the gleam in your eye?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I am a little flustered. You see, this afternoon, the sentry at the gate gave me a kiss.
The sentry gave you a kiss?
Yes. And then I gave him back his rifle.
Well,
You know, that's wonderful perfume you're wearing, Miss Vague. What's it called?
Open the Cage Door.
That perfume is called Open the Cage Door?
Yes, it brings out the beast. You see, I know all the old tricks.
Yeah, well, you should. You're one of them.
Bless your heart. You know, I know we're traveling in the interest of the war effort, but tell me, is your trap necessary?
Enough of this silly drivel, Bob Hope. You're court-martialed. I hereby order that you face the firing
squad. No,
stop.
Wait,
let me...
Bob Hope, I've heard enough. You've employed your brains only to defeat justice. So you face the firing squad.
I've employed my brains to defeat justice, so I face the firing squad?
Yes, they're going to use a real bullet, even though you only used a blank. Here comes the firing squad now.
Oh, no. No, you can't have them shoot me. The Red Cross says I can't give any more blood for another 3 weeks. No!
All right, men. Ready?
No.
Aim?
No, I've got a gun. I'll shoot, too.
Fire! Well, we finished the season with a bang, did we?
Oh-ho!
Now, in the time remaining, let's listen to Skinny Ennis and the band.
I love you. I love you. Sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you. I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my sweetheart. In dreams it seems, sweetheart of all my dreams. I'm gonna see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna kiss my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live and love U.S. way. Be male or right wing, just have something to say. Be male, not like wing, your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Thank you.
back to the double track. See my friends down on the main stand. Go by the joint, say hello to the boss. Grab my chicken, say let it loss. When I get home on Victory Day. When I've got my arms around you and we're going for a walk, must you yatta-ta, 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 talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab, must you yatta-ta, 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 gab, gab, gab. Aristotle, mathematics, economics, antique chairs, the classics, the comics, darling, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yatta-ta, 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 same old line. I'll politely close your lips with mine. Life's alone, and your family is near. Must you yatta-ta, 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 chin, chin, chin. I'll attempt another evening, and I'll call for you at nine. If you yatta-ta, 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 same old line. I'll politely close your lips with mine. Wait the positive, elim, innate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You've got to spread your up to the maximum, brain glue down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark, what did they do? Just when everything looks so dark, men said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.
Just to illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the way, nor in the ark. What did they do? Just when everything looks so dark, and they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.